Hey everybody, welcome to The Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and today we have a very special guest that I'm excited to have on because this person and I met, surprise, surprise, on Snapchat, just like everybody else in my life that I have met and partnered with and been friends with. So we go way back, and when I say way, I guess I should air quote that because it's probably been about 3.5, maybe 4 years. Oh, maybe it is getting up on 4 years. I think we actually maybe met 3.5 years or so ago, and this lady is not only a dear friend of mine, but she has a very unique perspective and marketing tactic. She really marries a lot of traditional, dare I say, old school marketing real estate tactics with some new school. And in your marketplace, you were one of the very first people doing this style of marketing. So we're going to talk about how do you increase your listings with both of those things? How do you kind of marry the old school with the new school, and specifically video for you? And Facebook has been killer. Shannon Milligan, RVA Home Team. Please connect with her on all the socials at RVA Home Team, Richmond, Virginia Home Team. And Shannon, welcome. Thank you so much for being on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, Chelsea, thanks for having me. I am in Richmond, Virginia. I've been a realtor for about 7 years, I would say. Been licensed for about a decade, but really selling for 7 years. And I started from the mailroom up. I started marketing for 6 Coldwell bankers up in upstate New York. And then when I had to pay a commission to sell my own house that I marketed, I thought, why am I doing that? So when we moved to Northern Virginia, I got licensed. I worked as an office assistant on purpose, an office manager, to learn what I didn't learn in the marketing space, which is the contracts. And then when we moved to Richmond, Virginia, I thought, hey, let's go out on my own. I started blogging, and I went from selling 3 homes in 2012 to 30 in 2013, and that's because of blogging.
Yeah, blogging, you know, something that not a lot of people talk about anymore, but long form content is still really an incredible way for SEO, for reach. I'm using longer form content even on the socials, like LinkedIn and kind of mini blogging, if you will. So are you still blogging? Or if you're not, why'd you give that up?
So I'm not, and I should be. Here's honestly the truth why I gave it up. I was blogging once or twice every day. And
wow.
It just... for about 2.5 years, 3 years, and I just got tired, and I think I hit a roadblock. There's always something to blog about, but I just got tired. And then I was kind of introduced to video, and I thought, well, you know, I have writer's block on the blogging, but let's try this video thing, because I really believed that that was the next step of where things were going. People were reading less and less, and I thought, well, let me try the video. So I kind of segued into the video. Honestly, the best thing to do would be to do both. I should turn my videos, especially my educational videos, into blogs. And so that's something I will eventually do.
I want to give you a quick shout out because you mentioned your educational style of content. Now, I think people know you mostly for your entertainment value, but you have some incredible educational content. And what I love is that Shannon actually kills it on her business page. I know a lot of people out there are like, oh, I hate my business page. It doesn't get any play. It's like I'm trying to get people to like it. I hear you. I actually love my business page. I think you and I have similar styles where we do a lot of education on it. Now we have kind of set that standard. But Shannon actually doesn't even just do the typical real estate type of content. She takes like things that you would never really even think of and talks about it. You do a buyer and a seller education twice a week, right? So you do one day as buyer, one day as seller, and you're on your Facebook Live doing that every week, being consistent, correct?
Yes, I have been consistent for about a year. Honestly, I gave it up about in January. I'm starting to do it again now. I had some medical reasons that I wasn't on there, but yes, I'm starting it again. And I give buyer education on Tuesdays, seller education on Thursdays. And I get agents that sometimes say, why are you giving the consumer this information? That's why they are hiring us. The consumer already has it. They can just Google it. So if I give it to them, they learn to know me and like me and trust me because they see it on the video, and they don't know what they don't know. So if I do share something, they might have read an article about it, and now I've just solidified in their mind, this girl knows what she's talking about. Let me hire her to help me. So they already have the information. You might as well just share it so that they will connect with you on a deeper level.
Right. Okay. So you're doing your Facebook Lives, but that's, I think, where not as many people know you. They know you from your cinematic, spoofy kinds of videos. So what year was that started? Because we're not talking about the listing or community videos. That was really big a few years ago, but I feel like anything in the world, we get oversaturated with it and we feel like, I've seen one, I've seen them all. So I'm not saying that those aren't effective. You shouldn't be doing those. Absolutely, you need to have those in your wheelhouse. But I love that you branched out and did something very different, and some may say risky. So let's sort of talk about, when did that start for you? What was, the first idea you had? And then I want to actually talk about some of your videos, what you do in them, what the themes are, and the results that you've gotten from them. So let's talk about how it started.
Around 2017, early on, a videographer called me and he was like, "Hey, can we have coffee?" And I almost didn't go because I knew he was going to pitch me on something. But I was also, I'm somebody that doesn't say no unless I have a legit reason not to, because you never know who's going to connect you to something. So I went to the coffee and he was trying to pitch me on the 360 videos. And I'm like, "But those are hard to maneuver and nobody shares those." And he's like, "Well, we do these walkthrough videos, where we can just hold the camera and go throughout." I said, "Well, let's try one of those." So we did one, and that's where I just stood outside a house and I'm like, "Hey, I'm Shannon Milligan. Welcome to 123 Main Street. It's got this great amenity, that great amenity. Let's go take a look." And then I noticed that that video got maybe 300 views, something like that. But that was
on Facebook, or this is YouTube?
That was on Facebook.
Okay.
And I was like, "Well, that's 300 views I didn't have before. So let me try another video." And then I did the same thing. And then after doing about maybe 4 or 5 of those, I thought, "Well, let me try to do something a little different, because I know that the squeaky wheel gets the oil." And so I did something that was Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And I walked in front of a house and this house is too big, next one's too small. That's all I did. And since that time, I just try to outdo myself each time, because it's fun for me. And that's the other thing. Business wasn't fun anymore. I was bored. It was, "Let's get some more professional photos. Let's just throw this up on the MLS. It was all the same Groundhog Day. And so when I introduced video, all of a sudden my sellers got a benefit from it, because they are getting more views, more eyeballs on the house. And I got a huge benefit because I was having fun again. And that is a big key for me. It reinvigorated my business.
So you were mainly focused on Facebook then. So a lot of people who do videos focus on YouTube. So Facebook for you is your jam. So you would you'd have these professional videos done. You'd put them on Facebook. How would you market them other than just putting them on Facebook? Would you ever boost them? Do ads around them? How did you get the word out that you had this marketing?
So I start on my Facebook business page and then I share it from there. So one, it has all my disclosures, because you're supposed to be at least one click away and all of that. So I have it there. I share it to my personal page because that's where my sphere is. That's where I'm going to be. You don't have to tell people every day, "I buy and sell real estate." They know. But when they see the video, it just reminds them. And then I would share it to groups, different groups, the classified groups, different real estate groups, all of those yard sale groups and that sort of thing. So I would share it there. And it would get built up. Now, I don't boost a ton. I've maybe boosted 5 total. I boosted one the other day when I did my branding video of the Brady Bunch. I boosted that just to get a few more. I'm almost at 5,000 views on that. It's probably one of my lower videos. I've had up to 30,000. So I boosted that one and we got an additional maybe 1,000 views. So I think we're almost to 5,000. And so okay. I do it from time to time. It just depends on the video and what my purpose is.
So I want to come back to that, because I want to talk about the difference between your branding and your listing videos. But let me come back to what you mentioned about starting on your business page. One, that's a smart strategy, because then you get the analytics. So should you want to do Facebook ads in the future, you can start creating video view audiences. So if you have 30,000 views on one video, that's incredible, because now you can go back into the Facebook Ads Manager. You can create custom audiences based on people who have viewed either certain percentages or time levels, 10 seconds or more of your video. So if you do that over all of your videos, imagine like the huge audience that you could then serve future ads to. So that's really important. I like that you do that. The second thing is you mentioned that you share them in groups. Now, caveat to that, you want to make sure that you're checking group settings and what their rules and regulations are to make sure you're not, you know, considered quote unquote spam. And because I recently just visited Facebook jail, not for group posting, but, you know, for being a heavy engager, it is important that you don't go crazy all at once and post to like 20 different groups within like minutes, because that will definitely cause the Facebook jail police to come after you. So those are two things that I wanted to share. Now, going back to the types of videos that you have, what do you mean by branding versus listing videos?
So listing videos, you know, when I have a new listing and I go and I storyboard what I'm going to do. I'm working on a really cool one that's coming up. I'm very excited about that one.
It like, give us an example, like about your listing, because you're not walking through the listing and just saying, "Here's three bedrooms and two baths." Like, give us your favorite like listing video as an example of the story that you did.
So I did one that was Mission Impossible themed, and I had an actor, which was my buyer, sitting and just like, "Shannon, I can't find, you know, a house that has three bedrooms this fast, this, it's impossible." And I looked at her and I said, "Mission accepted." And then it had me like on a, riding on a car, on the outside of a car, and it had me looking over a fence. And then it cut to her saying, "I can't believe you found it. This is amazing." And then I crumpled up the paper and I said, "Well, you better buy it soon, because this listing expires in 3, 2, 1. And I threw the paper and the fire went off. And then I went into the house and said, "Hey, it is not impossible to find what you're looking for. Let's go check out this house." And then I showed the actual house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that intimidates me as somebody who doesn't do video. And I think, oh my gosh, if I'm having somebody do like special effects and like things blowing up, like that sounds like it will be expensive and I have to find somebody to do that. So besides the fact that you do have somebody that you're hiring to do this, talk to me about your Stranger Things episode, because that one didn't have any like, you know, fancy crazy stuff. And so if you're nervous about that, or you're like, "Oh my gosh, I've got to find somebody that can do more than just basic editing," which, I mean, there's tons of things that can like put in fake, you know, things blowing up behind you and whatever. Right. I don't know what they are, but they're out there. So talk about your Stranger Things. That was one of my favorite episodes, because as somebody who likes Stranger Things, and again, you're tapping into not only like nostalgic type of content that people in our age understand, but also things that are really topical. You're newsjacking, you're trendjacking. When you're going out there and you're getting nostalgia on one, which people like us love, and also people like us also love the trending stuff, because I watched Stranger Things, so I thought it was really awesome. So tell us about that one.
Thank you. So here's the funny, ironic thing about it. Everybody loves that one, and I didn't like it when I got it back because I felt like I didn't do enough. But that just goes to show you don't have to do the fancy things. And the reason I picked Stranger Things, I was sitting here and it was a friend's house down the street. And I'm like, "What am I going to do?" And I looked outside. It was kind of dark and dreary. And I'm like, Stranger Things was getting ready to have the next season. And I thought, "Oh, that's it. I could bring my kid down and one can be 11 and the other one can be Will. And I can play Joyce Byers because I kind of had the haircut and I actually had a jacket that looked like what she wore." And I literally just took about 30 minutes to write out who would say what. And we went down and we filmed it. And, you know, all I did was hey, we had a problem at our last house. So I was pretending that I was Joyce Byers looking for a new home. And we brought 11 with us to make sure that it was okay, because she has a sixth sense. And then she opened the freezer and she pulled out the Eggos and she was like, "I've got a good feeling about this place." That's all it took. And I will tell you, that is the video that I got recognized on in a restaurant. People coming up to me saying, you're the agent that did this. You're the one that's in Salisbury. Let me introduce you to my wife." And in that moment, I realized how powerful video was, and that you don't have to get super expensive or super creative with it. Just a little bit of creativity will go a long way with it. And so that's my listing video.
Yeah, that was my favorite video. And there wasn't any special effects. There wasn't any of that. It was like your family. And yes, does it take time? And I will tell you, for all those who are listening who are thinking, "Oh my gosh, I'm not going to spend the money on a videographer." I get it. It's hundreds of dollars. So, you know, what you could do, and yes, this takes time, you know, it's either time or money or both, right? So back in the old days when you and I were doing Snapchat, we do a lot of collaborations. And you saw me doing a lot of collaborations with people all over the world that didn't cost us any money. We had to set up, you know, our cameras, and we had to get creative, and we had to do those things. So is the production value better when you have somebody that can edit that for you? Or you can learn how to do iMovie on, you know, any YouTube channel there is. You can learn how to do all of that. It is going to take time, but you can do it. So what do you say to those people who are like, that's nice, Shannon, but yeah, I don't have a budget to be doing all these, you know, cinematic movies. And then I want you to tell me how much a percentage of your business comes from those as part of that response too.
Okay, so if you don't have a budget, there are things that you can do. One, you can shoot it yourself and just grab a buddy to do it. My friend shoots most of her videos. Her husband comes with her. He films it while she does it, and he edits it. He learned iMovie himself, and that's how they do it. And if you want more than that, you can try to find an intern at a college or somebody, some high school kid. I'll tell you, my daughter knows how to work her camera better than anyone, and she is 12. I sometimes get her to do things with me because she understands that. Matter of fact, I should get her to do some editing because kids understand that better than we adults do. And so there are ways that you can do it. You can also just pull out your iPhone and do a quick video in a selfie mode and do it that way. It doesn't have to be expensive. And honestly, try calling a videographer as well in your area. My videographer here, you know, every listing, not just mine, every listing video is just $150. Now that's for little editing. That's not for the big promotional things that I do. We're not going to get into that cost. But you might be surprised. You know, if it's $150, $300, it might not be as much as you think if you get with the same videographer, because when you give them continuous business, they're going to give you a better price. So the listing videos are not that expensive. My branding videos, well, they are.
And the branding videos are not houses. They're just you and not just doing, like, are you still doing a skit, like a storyboard, or what's really the difference between those two?
Yes. So the listing videos are advertising the house. And then my branding videos are just for awareness, for people to see me, have other videos out. My last one that I did is we did a testimonial video, which was the Brady Bunch. But I didn't want a video where everybody's like, Shannon Milligan's so great because, and then I pop in and I'm like, I'm awesome. You should use it. I didn't want that. And going on the nostalgia that you were talking about, HGTV is redoing the Brady Bunch house. And so I thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I did the intro to Brady Bunch and I had clients on the side saying, here's a story of a realtor, Shannon. And that's what I did. And that's a branding video. And that is just to get more recognition and honestly to stay in top of mind to your sphere and your people, your Mets and your not Mets. Like, there are people that you haven't met yet that know about you because of video, but you have to stay in front of them. And so that's what my branding videos do. And I'm going to work on another one. But I do storyboard those. I come up and I had people help me write that song and I had somebody record it. Those take a little more time to come to fruition, but I always find them well worth it.
And you're using things like Fiverr.com to help you with some of the pieces, the bits and pieces that you might need to go into one of your kind of elaborate, more storyboarded videos. What percentage of your business would you say you can attribute to your videos over the years?
That's a hard one to answer. I will say I could probably say about 20-30% have, it's been the decision maker on it. So I've been at the listing appointment. Matter of fact, I'm getting hired for one that I'm going to be listing right after spring break. So third week in April, they told me that they interviewed 6 agents and I made the cut, and the video was part of that. And I was able to show them, when you can go in and if it's between you and 5 other agents, and if you're all the same on paper, what is the thing that's going to differentiate you? And for me, it's that video, because I can say to the seller, look at how many eyeballs I got on this house. And as the market shifts, marketing will never be more important than in a shifting market. And so I'm just honing those skills up front so that when the market does shift, I can go into sellers and say, and look what I've been doing. I can do this for your house. And oh, by the way, and this is why I put it on YouTube, chances are really, really good that I'm going to get your video on the first page of Google because of that YouTube link. And here's the thing. People are not calling signs anymore. They drive past the house, they Google the address, and guess what they're going to find on that first page? Most likely because I think I've only had it happen once where it didn't make the first page. Who knows why? But they find that video of your house for sale, and now that's just another marketing tool for them to go watch that.
Right. And they already have this like sort of emotional feeling some way about it just because they like you or they like the story. The house may not be for them, but they might be like, oh, that was kind of cool. They did a Stranger Things, you know, spoof on it. So it does leave a positive feeling there. I love your Breaking Bad one as well. And I love the story behind the sellers that weren't so sure about your tactic. So if you wouldn't mind, just briefly tell us, like, what is the Breaking Bad video? And what happened when you asked your sellers about it?
Sure. Well, it was a lower priced house. And by that, I mean like a $200,000 home. Here, our average is at least like 260 and above. So I needed to appeal to, you know, a younger demographic because that's who I thought would buy that house, a starter home. And the sellers had been there for like 30 years. They were probably in their 60s, 70s. I think they were in their 70s. And so I came up with Breaking Bad. And I went to them and at the listing appointment, I'm like, listen, I do these videos. Let me explain them to you. Let me show you one. I pull out my phone and I show them. And this is my idea. I'd like to do Breaking Bad. Do you know what that is? And they're like, no. And I was honest with them. I said, well, here's the thing. They cook meth in the house. And are you okay if I do it? And they looked at each other like, sure. And we did. Now, we weren't cooking meth. I did a little different take on it. But, and then I had Fiverr do the element table for it, but with, you know, RVA home team and home H for the home and all of that. And I thought it was really cute and they loved the video. They absolutely loved it. And that's where they had trust in me. I also think you have to be careful not to alienate people, and you can get very pigeonholed if you're going to do distasteful things and stuff like that. I'm very careful, and that was about as close to the line as I think I'll get. And it's not like I was talking about drugs, but somebody could make that association. And so I wanted to make sure that the sellers gave me permission to walk that line.
I think you make a really good point because, you know, we hear so many amazing marketers out there who talk about taking risks. And, you know, like you just said, you just sort of never know. But it also, I've also heard amazing marketers that have said that, you know, I have the, you know, one, I have the curse of swearing and I do that. But now they've, you know, gone and said, you know what, I realize it's limiting my marketplace. And that's a choice that I want to make. So yes, you're right. I think you've got to really think about what do you want to attract? What kind of risks are you willing to take? Because, you know, when you put yourself out there, sometimes, you know, it can potentially give you the wrong perception or be a little too risky. So it's interesting that you bring that up. Cause I was like wondering, I'm like, well, that doesn't, you know, I know you, it wouldn't, I'm sure. And the, like you said, the video wasn't about that. It was more of a trend and a show that everybody really loved. You know, how could we all love a character who is, you know, selling drugs and killing people, but you know, we did. So I think that's a really good point to make. You don't want to take it too far unless you really want to make that decision. You know, you've got to be thinking about who's going to be watching and who it's attracting. So thank you for making that point. Another thing that I see that you do differently is you don't seem to care about the time length. Like I see a lot of people that are like, oh, you got to keep it short, got to keep it short. But, you know, people aren't going to watch and they're telling you that. So what do you say to that? Cause you had like a movie practically, it was like 8 or 9 minutes recently that you did. And I believe Inman picked you up for that, if I'm not mistaken, but yet people still say, oh, I'm not going to watch that. It's way too long. There's no way. So talk about that.
Well, that's correct. The branding video of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was about 8 minutes long. And here's the truth. I don't care how long they are. First of all, if you have a minute video, you might only get somebody to watch 10 seconds anyway. So I might as well get the story told of what I want to do and for as long as I need to do it. Now that said, if I just droned on and on and on, nobody would watch it. But with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it had a clear storyline that I think people, I've had people tell me they've watched it several times in a row because it had a storyline, somebody wanted to see where it would go. My other argument to that is I have people tell me all the time, it needs to be under a minute, needs, because it keeps getting shorter. It used to be have to be under 3 minutes. And then it was under two. And now people saying it needs to be under one. I believe that the right audience member will see that video. So if you really want to are interested in this house, you're going to watch the video the whole way through. If you're not, you might watch only 10 seconds, but I was only going to get 10 seconds of you anyway, even if it was just a minute or 10 minutes long. And so I take what it needs to get it done. Maybe that's the wrong thinking. You know, every now and again, I do a shorter video. It just depends on what my goal is. But if it is a listing video, my goal is to show you that house. And if you are interested, you will continue to watch.
Yeah. So it's not for everyone. And that's a smart move. Yeah. And, you know, again, too, I will just remind people it's 2019. So 2 years, and that's, you know, seems like a pretty short amount of time these days when, as you know, in our age, we think, my gosh, a year goes by so quickly. You know, in 2 years, you've amassed hundreds of thousands of views from your videos, and you're doing these once or twice a month. What's your schedule typically like?
Branding videos, I try to do one a quarter.
Quarter. Okay. So that's good. So it's not overwhelming.
For branding. Now, listing videos,
it right, just depends. Listing. Depends yeah. on the listing.
And it also does depend on the listing. Like, I just sold a townhouse. I didn't do a video for it because it wouldn't have looked good. It was kind of a tight townhouse. And I did two other homes that I sold off market. So I didn't go and do them for those. But, you know, I probably do, I think I did 20 listings last year. Like, we only sell about 50 homes a year. So I think I did 20 or 25 listings. Mm-hmm. And so of that, I probably did 15 listing videos because it made sense. And so, yeah, I mean, and you have to be you on it. Like, I don't worry about what other people say in terms of the length, but I also don't worry about what anybody's going to say in terms of how I look. Listen, I did a branding one. I look like crap. I really do.
And yet, I don't think that you ever could look bad, but it's okay.
I was hung over the next day.
I
wasn't drinking that much, but I had, you know, a little wine at a concert, and we had this production set up, and I ran with it because, and here's my point of it, I didn't make an excuse not to do it. I can make an excuse for not doing video all day long. And at the end of the day, it increases my business. And I will tell you this. So you asked me what percentage comes from it. I can tell you, I also know that when I don't have business, I know it's been too long since I've done a video. Matter of fact, my stager said to me the other day, you haven't done a video in a while. You need to get on that. And he's like, you're out of the peripheral. And that's what I keep saying is the peripheral. And he's right. There is a direct correlation to when I haven't done a video in a while that my business slows down.
So we're going to say just a solid number, one a month. Let's just say one a month, whether it's listing or branding, one and a half a month is what you're kind of doing. So that's attainable. I feel like if people started with one a quarter, if they're kind of new to the whole, you know, paid edited video game, then that would be great. Maybe the second year they can bump it up to one a month. So I love that it's a little bit more attainable and a little bit more affordable that way for some folks. So love that.
And that's listing and branding videos. Don't forget, you can do Facebook video education videos for free.
Exactly.
Twice a week, three times a week. So you can, if you mix it in with that, and that's why it's okay if I do one every quarter, because I'm also doing those other supplemental things.
Exactly. Okay, perfect. So I want to shift gears for just a little bit before we end, because you are also known in the circles that we're all in of being a really incredible traditional marketer as well. And that's sort of your wheelhouse. It's where you came from. And you have a few programs that are very focused on customer service, the customer experience. You teach and you talk all over the U.S. about that particular topic. So talk about what your MVP program is, just so that people can hear that from you.
Yes, I think, you know, I love traditional marketing and the MVP program that I have. And that's because you can do all of this stuff and you do need to do video and you do need to do podcasts and blogging. And you also have to sell real estate. Otherwise, what's the point of it? So I love the traditional things. My MVP program, at the end of the day, people just want to know that they're seen and that they're heard and that you care about them. And especially in this day and age, because Chelsea, you know this better than anyone. We are all in our phones like so much that we forget to look up and we are craving some attention. And so my MVP program is a way for me to love on people. And I have free tool rentals, you know, like a power washer and a Sawzall and a seed spreader and a carpet scrubber. We get discounts. So I have a 20% off discount to my closet organizer guy. I got 10% off to my flooring people. Heck, I even had once somebody offer free hotel rooms to my people. These are things that I get. And I call my people up and I'm like, hey, this month I have this discount for you. Just use the code RVA Home Team. One, it gives me a reason to call them and not just say, who do you know that's looking to buy or sell real estate? Because they don't care. Like, think about you. Do you care? You want to know what's in it for you deep down. And so it gives me a reason to call, and it gives me a reason to come from contribution. It gives me a reason to promote my vendor, so then they want to work harder for me when I ask them for a favor. So it's very, there's a big synergy there that happens with it. And it, again, it makes me stand out, that MVP program. We have a trailer that you can borrow, an 8x10 trailer. My husband has been known to go into my clients' houses and help them load up things to take to the dump or just stuff like that. And it's,
yeah, so what's on your menu? What's on the menu of the MVP? Like, what do you have on there?
Oh, gosh, I've got so much on there. I actually have it right here. Now, I have way more than this because, you know, I've printed this for a while, but I have a 5x8 utility trailer, a power washer, rug scrubber, chainsaw, leaf blower, sawzall, power drill, wheelbarrow, seed fertilizer spreader, discount codes to preferred vendors, invitation to private events. I do 2 events every year. Actually, just added a 3rd and a 4th. And then referrals to pre-screened agents, because I will actually call. If you're moving to Nashville, I will call the agents in Nashville, and I will pre-screen 2 or 3 of them and give you the names, and I will weed out some of the people so that you have a warm introduction to somebody. We have a private Facebook group filled with giveaways. I do free Starbucks. Sometimes I just load up money on my Starbucks card, take a screenshot of it, put it in that private group, and I say, maybe I'll do it today. It's raining out. Hey, it's cold out. Go have a Starbucks on me. When it's cold, when it's hot, I've done free ice cream to Baskin Robbins. You can do Dunkin' Donuts, Chick-fil-A. Like, it is just a way for me to stay top of mind, love on my clients. And it's just been a real blessing. And again, at that listing appointment, when I show them these things, oh, can you bring your power washer here? It helps them decide to use you. It gives you another edge.
I love that because you know what? I don't own any of those things. Right? I don't own one of those things. And I'm sure that I would need it if I was, you know, moving into somewhere or trying to get my house ready for sale. So that was awesome. I just want to say thank you for coming on the show today and sharing all of your amazing video ideas. Now, where can everybody see your videos? Because you guys, they are worth watching. I see a lot of videos and I generally don't watch all of them through the whole way, but I do watch Shannon's every time the whole way through, not just because she's my friend, but because they are funny and clever. So where can they connect with you? Where can they find your videos?
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I love you, Chelsea. It's amazing to watch your career just blossom. I mean, it has exploded. You are definitely the authority on all things social. And you can find me on all social channels at RVA Home Team, brokered by eXp Realty. Usually it's just RVA Home Team. But if you want to watch my videos, 2 specific places, RVA Home Team is the name of my business page. And then I do put it on YouTube. You won't see a ton of views there because I don't actively do it, but they are there so that I can share them to other platforms like LinkedIn and that sort of thing. So that's also RVA Home Team.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming on. I'd love to connect with all of you listening here on the socials. If you liked this podcast, please share it out with your friends and subscribe. You can let me know your thoughts. If you'd like to connect or have questions for Shannon, let me know. I'm happy to pass them along and I'll see you on all the socials. You can find me at chelsea.pites. That's P-E-I-T-Z.